Hello guys, and welcome to Run Planet 365. And today we're going to talk about how to get back or how to improve a component that perhaps maybe you've lost, or you know that you need to improve again. And by improving that one component, all other obstacles or all training components work, and then, you know, make you become better. And in this case, it's different for everybody, like whether you need endurance, whether you need stamina, whether you need speed. It just depends on what you race and what your, you know, what your weaknesses are. It's really easy to, as runners, to always, you know, just ignore some of the things and say, hey, you know, well, I'm a marathoner, or I'm a half marathoner, or I'm an ultra person, you know, I don't need to do this and I don't want that, you know. And I think it's a mistake, you know, to always go into the old habits and just, you know, trying to work on things always constantly and not doing some of the things that can move your fitness forward. And that's really important. In my case, honestly, I found out, you know, now I've been back here for about it's pretty close, for about a month I've been at sea level. And, you know, I've done a couple workouts, I've done a race, a 5-mile race to test my fitness. And, you know, I've gotten some of the results back, and I can pretty much say that, you know, like, that I've definitely lost an ability, not by much, but I've definitely lost an ability to be able to run that 10K-ish, you know, effort, and 5K-ish. Those type of efforts are quite not as easy as they used to be before I went to altitude. So something like, you know, I constantly do a workout in my case, and maybe you guys done this workout, or if I coach you up, I've gave you that workout a few times. A workout, pretty simple, where you just go for a workout where you just go 8 times 1K, and with the 60-second rest. And that workout alone, you know, indicates, it's pretty much the reason why there's 60-second rest. It just indicates your ability to run at, you know, that 10K effort pace, and your ability to clear the lactate, you know, quick. So that's one of the workouts that really just kind of give you an indication of, like, your shape. Another one probably is like a 5-mile tempo run that could give you a good indication as well with your shape. And what I'm trying to, like, explain is that you're not really, you know, not just because you're running, for example, faster, that not necessarily means that it's a good thing, right? Unless you're doing it with lower effort, right? So you have your statistics, and then you look at it, and then you say, okay, I did this workout at this, but at what cost? Like, how much did it take out of me, or how much effort did I produce? And by always trying to compare workouts, you don't necessarily need to, like, exactly hit the paces, but if you can hit the exact good effort, that you know you're getting what you want out of it, you know? So for me, I find that, you know, like, for me, the sweet spot for the K's is around 301 to like 305. But I clearly did one 2 days ago, and I averaged like 307, 308. And I know I laugh about it, it was like 3 seconds slower, but I could feel those 3 seconds, and I felt like my effort was a bit higher. Okay, maybe I was a little tired the day before, and I'm still sick dealing with the cold, but I definitely didn't like the way that felt. And that's one of the things where, you know, I asked myself, well, when's the last time I've done things like that? And you know, or try to do it, And I look at it and I say, well, I've really done it, you know? Like, and so when you're doing something that you're not used to it after long periods of time, obviously you're not going to be as good as you want to be, you know? It's because, you know, there just comes to, you have to do a repetition. You have to do something over and over and over and over to become good at it. And that's a really a true statement. So whether it be like, you know, I'm talking here about a speed component, right? And you could be talking about an endurance component. You know, if maybe you've done a lot of speed and you haven't really, and you're neglecting the endurance. It could be the other way around. And then, of course, you know, you have the speed, but you don't have the endurance. So there's nothing that you can do with that speed. So there's so many ways that we can look at it and just kind of like, you know, just kind of like put in perspective, like what you're capable of doing, what you need to improve, and you know, where is your fitness and how do you move it forward? Where's your endurance? You know, where's your stamina? Where is your speed? You know, where's your racing? You know, these are all the things that we're constantly trying to find that sweet spot in running. And it's not easy. Let me tell you why it's not easy. Your body is constantly changing. Whether, you know, you want to admit it or not, you know, who you were last year and who you are this year and who will you be in 1 year, that always changes. Everything always changes. And then, obviously, you know, we are not the same people that we were before. And, you know, that as hard as it maybe it is to accept, that we have to accept sometimes that, hey, the older you get, maybe you lose that ability of speed. I don't know. So, anyway, guys, different components create different fitness levels, you know, and it changes all the time, you know. So you always have to assess what you need to improve and what you don't need to improve. But in any way you're looking at it, right? Whether you run marathons, half marathons, or anything. Everything is always going to be based on one thing. Where is your lactate threshold? You know, and whether you like it or not, it's not as easy, you know, to maintain or improve lactate threshold if you don't do any speed workout or if you don't do a lot of LT work. I always prioritize doing, you know, lactate threshold workouts each week because I feel like if you go 1 week without a tempo run or without some sort of like, you know, lactate threshold intervals, then, you know, you're not thinking about, I might as well say you're not serious about improving your performance. Now, not everybody's gonna be going for lactate threshold workouts and all of that. Everybody's gonna be going for different type of things. Like somebody's just trying to run. Somebody's just starting to run, you know, like these are all the things where you're not constantly you know, trying to improve performance. There's just different things that we're trying to do, right? So obviously when all things are good, your base is at a good level, you've been running for a few years and you're just feeling good, of course you're going to be trying to improve performance. And you know, with that comes workouts. Without the workout days, or I call them, you know, the important key days, you're not gonna be able to improve. And that's the thing, that's the concept. Like, you know, you always gotta look at like changing things up and say, well, what can I put add on that I didn't do before that I can do more of? You know, like, and then doing it, you know? Like, at the end of the day, my best performances always came where I was able to put in a good mix of combinations of workouts and of fitness, you know, not only from slow angles, from fast angles, I just have everything, you know, like, but obviously the key was to have the average pace be faster with a good heart rate per week. So like, there's a difference if you're doing, you know, 60 miles at 8 minute pace or somebody else is doing 60 miles at 6 minute pace. Obviously, one might be running longer and doing things like that, but another person is training more intense and has got more quality. And no matter what, as long as that person is recovering, you know, the quality person is always going to beat the other person in many of the scenarios. Now, obviously, even for a quality person, they still need recovery days, right? Whether, you know, if somebody's running, like a world-class runner, I've seen different types of things. I've seen people, you know, even if their marathon pace is 4:48 pace, I've seen some people run at, you know, close to 8 minutes on their truly easy days. I've seen some people run at 6:30 pace, you know, like, and at the end of the day, whatever that you're able to recover and recruit all the slow twitch muscles on your easy days, recovery days, is what's going to allow you to recover better, you know, and put more miles. But look, you know, going for at the end of the day, if you did a workout on Tuesday, like let's say, you know, I did a workout or you did a workout on Tuesday, and then you're trying to recover the next day, I mean, does it really matter if you're going, you know, how fast you're, if you're recovering faster? Well, I would think that, like, definitely after the workout days, I would not try to recover faster. At the end of the day, I would just try to run easy, and don't just try to put limits on that. No matter how good you feel, you have to recover from your workout days. So, like, the workout days are the ones that, those are the days that, hey, you know, you're trying to, like, improve or move your fitness forward, right? Without the workout days, you know, you're not going to be ready for the race. So that's why we always do, you know, we always try to do as many workouts as we can, and as many workouts as we can, so that we can, that allows us also to recover. If we don't recover from the workouts, then the training is useless, okay? So the workouts really need to be precise, and you need to understand how to hit that intensity that you're trying to hit. And you need to understand that faster is not always better, and slower is not always better either, but it's hitting the sweet spot. You know, like, where does, you know, having range, and I talked about this before, you know, like, saying, like, hey, if your tempo pace is from, you know, from 5 minutes to 5:20, then, well, then start it, you know, at 5:20 and bring it down, or, you know, or try to average. You don't always necessarily need to be on a higher end for whatever the reasons, like how I said yesterday on Tuesday, right, when I was doing an 8x K. Obviously, I was nowhere near my best ability, but my body was still working, and I still got out of the workout what I was looking for. Of course, our minds are always going to want to achieve the best possible scenario, like best possible, you know, paces. We're always gonna want more. We're always gonna want, you know, faster is better than, if I'm getting faster, I'm getting fitter. But that's always not the case. And that's why I want people to, like, really think about that. You know, you don't always need to be pushing, and you don't always need to be doing hero workouts. You know, that's not always a must, you know. What you need is to do a good, solid training. So anyways, moving those components, you know, speed, tempo, doing them consistently week out and week in is what's going to lead to big yield improvements. And I've tested this many times before. When I was doing something every single week, I was very good shape in general. And it was very easy for me to go and move forward from that shape, right? Versus when I was not in shape, I was neglecting doing speed, neglecting maybe doing tempo, just focusing on always base. Although there's nothing wrong with that, it was very difficult to come back and get back into it. So if you do something all the time, you're just going to be automatic on it. And I think it's something like just should be like a clockwise, you know, come up with a schedule and just say, hey, this is what I'm doing on Tuesdays, this is what I'm doing on Fridays, and this is what I'm doing on Sundays, and I'm keeping my week the same. And the body likes that. The body will respond. And obviously you should only change all of that once you get like closer to like race days, and or if you get close to, you know, specific and you can start doing like a marathon training, then you can switch that maybe like the last 6 weeks. But I think if you stick into that plan, you know, Tuesday, Friday, Sunday, I think it can work great. Now, some people might need to spread it out to a 9-day thing and still sort of say, hey, well, this is how every 9 days is going to go. And they go. And every 9 days, you know, you have this, this, and that. Okay? So it just depends. There's so many ways of doing it, you know. But you do need to have, you need to do those two performances, tempo and speed. If you don't have those two during the week, forget about being your best. You know, you also need a long run, whether it be the remember, whenever time you're doing either speed, tempo, or long run, we're always trying to do three things. We're trying to improve that component, we're trying to maintain it, and if you don't run it at all, then you're degrading it, you're getting worse. So you're always, like I told you guys, doing three type of things: improving, maintaining, or getting worse. So when something's taken out, you're getting worse. It's simple as that. You don't do speed 1 week, you don't do speed another week, now you've gotten worse. And just the way it is, whether we like to admit it or not, you know, that's the way it is. And the more something that we do, the better we get, and the better we get, the better race results we get. So, you know, at the end of it, it goes like this. The good thing about, like, at least I was able to run 1 5-mile race in my area. It was like a hilly race. I was able to win by 4 or 5 seconds, so it was a good competition with another guy. But at the end of the day, you know, to be able to run 5:09 pace or 5:10 pace that I ran, it was pretty good. To be honest with you, it was pretty good for what for that whole course, and that's the fastest I've ever run there. But just I like how competitive I was, you know, to be able to go out at like, you know, around 10 minutes for 2 miles, and then, you know, or 10:10 at the 2 mile. Just being able to run around that close to that 5-flat pace, you know, felt really nice. And I haven't done that much work in a long time. So I was definitely happy that I was able to run that pace without ever running it in last, 5 months. But at least, you know, that I don't recommend, you know, like you still need to be doing like more often, like I told you guys, sessions that are moving your fitness forward. And if you're consistent, you know, then you need to figure out how much can you do every week without being too tired, and being able to do it every single week in and out without burning out. And that's when you find your sweet spot. And then that's when you realize when you feel the best, that you take the doubt out of training. And when you go to races, you execute and you run well. And when you run well and when you're consistent, you can repeat the same thing over and over and over, and that leads to success. So anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. Remember, speed, tempo, and endurance, those are your three components, and they have to be in there all the time when possible. So if you've been out of the game for some time, please get back into, you know, get back in with the easy running first, and then start incorporating those components, and make sure that you're incorporated always to your current fitness, not your dream or goal fitness, but where you are currently, and then follow that plan, and you will be very, very successful as an athlete, okay? And remember that sometimes we can be doing work for many, 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 many years before we actually see the big results. And don't forget that. And a lot of times people forget about that. That's the most important thing, if I'm going to leave you to think about, is that success is not, you know, like if you PR in one season, it's not what you did in the last 3 months. It's what you did in the last 3 years, you know. And we always used to look at like, well, what does when somebody did this and this, what did they do in the last 3 months? And I always say, well, it's not important what they did in the last 3 months. It's important what they did the last 3 years. And last 3 months, it was just, you know, just the last piece of the puzzle. So that's why if you try to copy or Even Capione training sometimes, it doesn't really work because if you're missing all the components and you're always changing, you know, like you don't really need to look at it like this. What you need to do is you need to ask yourself, what is the best way I can do to be able to, you know, reach certain heights and certain fitness levels? And what do I have to do on a daily basis to be my best version of myself? And be consistent, you know, healthy, consistent, and happy. And I think like that's gonna lead into improvements, you know, big improvements, you know. So it's the small things, guys. It's not going for the big shots all the time. I think it's just being consistent and doing, you know, consistent training is what's gonna be your key to success. Thank you.